This is Ted Kennedy. Voodoo Economics rides again. President Bush says he'll raise revenues by cutting taxes on capital gains. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, President Bush put many worthwhile things in his budget, but you can't say that about his proposal to cut taxes on capital gains. The administration claims the cut will raise $5 billion a year. If that's true, we ought to reduce the tax to zero and let the revenues roll in. The administration's economists need new batteries in their calculators. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office says that far from raising revenue, the proposal loses $4 billion a year. Even worse, it's a windfall for the wealthy, a ripoff for the rich. It's worth $125,000 for people earning $1 million or more a year. Not a bad thank you, Al, for all those fat cats who gave $100,000 to the Republican Party in the 1988 campaign. It's one tax cut that ought to be rejected. Cold.
Ted, try to get it in proper perspective. Ready? The budget proposal to reduce, and in some cases get rid of, the tax on capital gains would apply only to persons selling non-depreciable assets. It would allow lower-income taxpayers with adjusted incomes of less than $20,000 to exclude 100% of their capital gain on sale of such assets. The proposal would not apply to the sales of real estate or other depreciable assets, and it wouldn't apply to corporate gains. The reason that revenues go up by reducing the tax rate is pretty simple, Ted. Example, an investor will only hang on to an asset rather than sell it if there are high taxes imposed on the profit. But when the tax is reduced or eliminated, investors are more willing to trade or sell and reinvest their capital. And that's pretty good news for the economy and the federal treasury. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the thousands of refugee applicants in Texas. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.